Good morning, everyone. This is probably a good presentation to do right before lunch, seeing how it's condiment-based. I'm going to be talking today about making hot pepper sauce, all the way from the seed starting process through fermenting and bottling your pepper sauce. And before I get started, there may be a question you are asking yourselves, and why on earth would you want to make your own hot sauce? I see that there's a vendor out here in the expo selling hot sauce. You go to Pick and Save, and there's shelves of hot sauce. So why make your own? And on the garden side, because this is the Garden Green Living Expo, there's a couple of reasons to do it. Pun intended, it's a good way to spice up your gardening skills. So if you're relatively new to gardening and you've never grown plants from seed before, peppers are a great starting point. They take a little longer to germinate and grow, but they don't get all spindly like tomato plants do. So they're a great entry point for starting plants from seed. And if you're an experienced gardener, usually you probably have like culled down the varieties you're growing from year to year, but maybe you're looking for an excuse to grow something different. And maybe you wanted to try growing hot peppers, but you don't know what you're going to do with like two plants worth of habanero peppers. And so making a hot sauce is a great way to, for an experienced gardener, to maybe try something different. And then on the food preservation side, or I guess the green living side of things, the same thing applies. If you're relatively new to canning and maybe you've done jams and jellies, hot sauce is a great next step because you can make vinegar-based pepper sauces and you can can them with traditional water bath canning methods. And likewise, if you are relatively experienced at canning but maybe you've never done fermentation before, peppers are a great place to start because you can do them relatively small batches. What I'm going to show today uses a couple of quart jars or a half gallon jar. And so it's much more approachable than making a giant batch of sauerkraut. And it only takes a week or two to ferment. So, and then the last reason is maybe you'll end up being the person at the expo and you'll stumble across the next sriracha and you'll be the next sriracha king. So why wouldn't you make your own hot pepper sauce? So I'm going to talk today, I'll start off by telling you a little bit about myself and my background. And then I'll talk about how you can find recipes and how to design your hot sauce. And then we'll talk about the planting side of things. And then the fermentation and food preservation part of it. And then I'll close with some resources. And it was mentioned earlier, hold your questions to the end. There should be time for questions. So who am I? So my wife, Maggie, and I have a hobby farm, or we call ourselves homesteaders, out in the Driftless area in Richland County. And I'm not a big fan of the word homesteader, but I'm not a big fan of hobby farm either, because to me that sounds like, you know, very relaxing, and I feel pretty exhausted at the end of every day. So it doesn't really feel like much of a hobby to me. But regardless of what you call it, we try to be as sustainable and as self-sufficient as possible. And so to that end, we have a big garden. We have an orchard, we have a woodlot, we're getting ready for maple syrup season, that's coming up soon. We have chickens and bees and all those sorts of things. And so because we grow a lot of our own food, we do a lot of preservation. And Maggie is really big into fermenting. I also do fermenting, I make mead, I make hard cider. And we stumbled into hot sauce several years ago because we had a bumper crop of peppers. We had 5 gallon pails of peppers, and we had made cowboy candy and we dehydrated them and we made salsa, and we were running out of things to do. And so we decided to try to make hot sauce, and unbelievably it worked. And not only did we end up using a lot of peppers, but it also produced something that we could use in the winter months when we were eating a lot of stews and casseroles. It was something to jazz up our meals. And so since that point, we've been making hot sauce every year, every other year or so. And so what I'm going to talk about today is really making small batches for personal use, but it can be scaled up to market gardeners, but it's very, very approachable.